in the news today,
Attorney General's office failed to deliver emergency orders extension in time. Attorney General Carl Bethel apologized and accepted responsibility on Monday after his office failed to deliver a resolution extending Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis's emergency orders in time for last week's sitting of the House of Assembly, causing the Governor General's original proclamation of emergency to end at midnight. Governor General C.A. Smith, however, signed a new proclamation of emergency Monday evening in time for the COVID-19 curfew and restrictions to remain in place when the previous proclamation expired. Parliamentary rules say a resolution can only be debated if 24 hours notice is given, unless the House of Assembly agrees to waive the rule. The official opposition did not agree to waive the rule Monday, so although Dr. Minnis tabled a resolution to extend his orders during Monday morning sitting, the resolution could not be debated and passed prior to the expiration of the proclamation. The resolution is expected to be debated and passed this afternoon. This is Dequian Carroll for Global Impact News. The pharmacy department at the Princess Margaret Hospital is launching a new program for prescription refills for chronic illness medications. The new program, which commences on the 1st of July, utilizes popular social media platform WhatsApp and allows patients in high-risk demographics, such as persons with non-communicable diseases and the elderly, to refill their medication safely. The new four-step process seeks to eliminate crowding in the hospital's pharmacy area in keeping with social distancing protocols. The process requires that persons WhatsApp their names, prescription number, and medical records number, which are all found on their prescription label. Once the information has been sent via WhatsApp, a reply will be given within 24 hours indicating a date and time to collect the prescription within 2 to 3 days. Clients filling prescriptions are asked to return all medication packets when collecting refills. Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis on Sunday warned Bahamians he would have to put in place longer curfews and lockdowns if they failed to follow the rules put in place to prevent a COVID-19 surge in the Bahamas. The restrictions and measures we followed helped to stop community spread of the virus in the Bahamas during the first wave, said Minnis in his national address. Minnis also stated if it comes back in a major way, he will be forced to reinstitute longer curfews and lockdowns, and that he does not want to do this. The total number of COVID-19 cases in the Bahamas stands at 104, and 5 of those cases are active. Progressive Liberal Party leader Philip Brave Davis has verbally attacked Prime Minister Dr. Hubert Minnis for the heartless and mean-spirited way in which redundancies are being happening at the Grand Lucayan Hotel. He called on the Minnis administration to say what relief laid-off workers will receive. Union representatives and some members demonstrated in protest on property yesterday morning. The layoffs will be phased in over several weeks. The unions are not asking the Prime Minister to work miracles, but at the very least they expect him to act in good faith and with defense, as the government still has vacant possession of the property. The Prime Minister must say how the government intends to avoid further assist deterioration until the sale is concluded, and what relief is being offered to the displaced hotel workers, according to Davis. In the first incident shortly before 9 a.m. on Sunday, officers from the airport division acting on information went to one of the terminals and conducted a search of a male traveling to a family island. The officers recovered a quantity of suspected marijuana. The suspect was arrested and is expected to be formally charged before the magistrate court. In the second incident, according to reports, shortly after 6 p.m., officers from the mobile unit while on patrols on Water Street, Big Pond Subdivision, observed a male who aroused their suspicion. The officers conducted a search of the male and recovered a quantity of methamphetamine. The suspect was arrested and is expected to be formally charged before the magistrate court. In the third incident, according to reports, shortly before 9 p.m., officers from the operation unit armed with a search warrant went on board a motor vessel docked at Potter's Key Dock. The officers conducted a search and recovered a quantity of suspected marijuana. A male was arrested and is expected to be formally charged before the magistrate court. Van, what's going on with traffic?
Morning. With a look at traffic now, Gateway is coming out of the south. Still the heaviest laden with traffic delays. Lengthy lines from slowly getting out on Gladstone Road there. Really slow traffic jam lines on the dual carriageway off the Malabala Highway there. Northbound lanes getting on to Tawny Spoon and Darling. And Carmichael Road got traffic delayed lines that are forming at that exit on the Blue Hill Road. Slowly getting through that light intersection there. Got short delays getting over the hill on Blue Hill as well, merging into the Independence roundabout. Elsewhere, streets are still mild, gradually growing, but traffic is moving all over at a fair movement. No long delay lines, with exception of those southern gateways mentioned earlier. Inner-city movement is quite reasonable. If you've got somewhere to go, this would be the time to get it done for a really good hassle-free ride over the remainder of New Providence. Caution has to be taken in areas of road construction and rocky terrain like Nassau Street. You got several new road pavings over the past few weeks that have popped up around the island. Most recently, Malcolm Road just repaved. A schedule is being developed now for paving works to shortly take place along Gaines Boulevard and also Faith Avenue South. We're going to have details on that coming up. Remember, tomorrow the bus service gets going as well after a 3 months absence. You will be required to wear a face mask, have the exact fares, and ride the buses that are only half full. Police crime investigation activity is going on right now in the Boyd and Chippingham area. You are advised to avoid the area if possible. This traffic report is a service of J.S. Johnson. If you want to get a month of auto insurance free, call J.S. Johnson at 397-2100. Ask about their 12-for-11 promotion. I'm VAMM. It's your eye in the sky look of traffic, keeping a track of what's going on out there so you know exactly what to expect.
Thank you, Van Ferguson. As we look into Tuesday's weather outlook, it's mostly sunny, hot, humid, and a bit hazy with a few passing showers and the slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm, with a daytime high temperature of 93 degrees and an overnight low of 81. This is Dequan Carroll for Global Impact News. Have a great day.